And have lost their seats so far, with suggestions that could quadruple. Labour have a new MP after heavily defeating the Tories in Blackpool South. Here's their deputy leader, Angela Rayner.
The people of Blackpool have seen through the Tory lies and chaos, and they want change. We all want that change. Rishi Sunak, call that general election and let this country move forward.
Labour hasn't had it all its own way. It looks to have lost the Tees Valley mayoral contest to Tory incumbent Ben Houchen, and it no longer controls Oldham Council, an area with a large Muslim population. There have been decent gains for the Greens, Lib Dems and Independents. Elsewhere, the High Court has ruled the UK's action plan to tackle climate change is unlawful. A legal challenge was brought by three environmental campaign groups who argued the government's strategy to reduce emissions was flawed. Barry Manilow says he has a backup plan if the Co-op Live arena in Manchester has to postpone his gigs because of more technical problems. He's booked the AO arena as well. Keane, Olivia Rodrigo and Peter Kay shows are off at the new venue, and Take That have already decided to move elsewhere. Carolyn Preston was supposed to go.
I'd have had a lot more respect for them if they'd done the test event with Rick Astley and said, this venue is not going to be ready, we're going to let everyone know.
A teenager has been arrested after four cars and a house were set on fire. Cleveland police were called to Stockton late last night. Figures show productivity in the public sector, particularly in education and healthcare, has worsened. Data from the Office for National Statistics shows it deteriorated 1% between the third and fourth quarters. And a probe has been launched by China to bring back moon samples. The mission is looking at the differences between the lunar surfaces near and far side. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Anna.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it is a bank holiday this weekend, so let's have a look at the weather today. Light rain and a moderate breeze. Should calm down with the rain, hopefully around about sort of 7 o'clock-ish, and should be dry overnight, but it is looking pretty overcast. Saturday, you're going to get some sunshine in the morning, luring you into a full sense of security, because then by probably about 3 or 4 o'clock it should be raining, and then you've got about a 50% chance up to about 6 o'clock, so there might be some sunshine through the clouds as well. Sunday, 16 degrees, light rain showers and light winds. Most of the rain is going to be from sort of 12 o'clock onwards. There's about a 60% chance, and on Monday looks like a bit of a washout, 50% chance of rain from 11 o'clock onwards. So yeah, bank holiday Monday, light rain and light showers.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Yeah, it's depressing, isn't it? Next Thursday and Friday, though, just in case you're interested, I can see that both days are going to be 18 degrees and sunny, but that could change, obviously, by the time we get there, so... maybe don't look forward to it, just in case it doesn't happen. But it is looking like it might be nice. But at least the temperatures are warmer, and they're getting up to sort of the 18, 19 degrees, which is all good. That's what we want, some nice bit of sunshine. Yeah. Because it'll make us feel better, really, won't it? I keep going on about it. It's just because the weather's been so appalling. I know we talk about the weather a lot as Brits, but it's just been so, so appalling. If you think about since September, probably end of September last year, it's just been miserable. And we need some sunshine to make ourselves feel happy, don't we? Yes, we do. And then there's plenty more coming up today to keep you happy on Phoenix FM. After me, you've got Patrick Sherring. He's here with 1-2-3. And his guest today is going to be from the Helen Rawlinson Cancer Charity, talking to Zoe J, Head of Fundraising and Marketing. Then on Drive, you've got Alaya Alusi and Rommel, who are going to be playing live in the studio. I've been playing her track out as well. It's brilliant. Joe's going to be here with loads of great music and chat, as well as that interview as well. The Bliss Disciples, Daniel Gregory presenting uplifting music for the weekend at 6 p.m. Resurrection with Paul Golder at 8 p.m. playing indie, alternative and local act and the occasional live session. And then the Golden Years at 10 p.m. tracks from the 60s and 70s introduced by Andy Gilson. So that's all coming up for the rest of the day on Phoenix FM.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait. Celebrate it, baby. I just don't wanna wait.
lasting so long. Every right that feels wrong. Rather be with you instead. There's something about it right here. Got me seeing so clear. Rainbow colored skies ahead.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You're the only one who sees, puts my mind at ease. You're the only one who knows, points me back home. You're the only one I need. You're my darling.
Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Be part of Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there? You feel there?
Well, I cry.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. I tell you what I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch.
She is there.
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. I sent her far from the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Small Faces with Ichiku Park. Here's Katie Nash. This is Millions of Heartbeats. You're listening to Michelle Wood on Phoenix 98 FM. Oh, yes.
I've been feeling a little bit different, a little bit strange. There's this numbness inside of me. Things aren't hitting in quite the same way. I look for inspiration. At night my heart beats so fast I get palpitations. You know I've got total devotion, but the spark is lit at such a low flame. There are no guarantees when I'm ever
my boundaries. How do I protect myself? Time no longer makes sense. Can't relate to my friends. There has to be something else. Everyone is trying, trying so hard. Well, maybe, maybe you could try a little bit too. What I'm asking is, am I a number or a person? I want a simple answer, but I'm simply given another diversion. You're working from the inside, but now you find yourself in the building. They say I'm only human. Well, isn't that the problem? Everyone is trying so hard. Maybe, maybe you should try a little bit too. Everything you feel can just come undone, and the media supports all the far right scum. I just want to believe that the feeling's not inside me. The sun has gone, and so must I. Do you think we'll know each other when we?
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Eat My Brunch indeed. You've got me for the next 40 minutes, and then Patrick will be in and telling you all about his adventures and everything else. So looking forward to seeing him when he comes into the studio. I've not seen him for a while. I didn't see him last week. I don't know. Did I? I might have seen him last week. I don't know. Maybe he was back last week. I'm very vague with things now. Very vague. I was saying to somebody the other day, we were trying to think of something, and we both went, you know, that show. Oh, yeah, I know the show. What was it called? But I know the show you mean. Yeah, that one. What was it called? Who was the actress? Oh, yeah, that's the best thing to do is say, Alexa, and then you have to say the next thing. Sorry if your Alexa's gone off at home. And then you have to say the next thing. Like, Alexa, what was number one in 1985? Number one in 1985 was, yeah, she does that voice. See, I could do voiceovers. I could use that voice, actually, couldn't I? That my plush speaking voice for voiceovers. Yeah, I could do. Coming up next is Patrick Sharing with 1, 2, 3. Do you like that one? Or I can make it a bit lower. Coming up next is Patrick Sharing with 1, 2, 3. Or maybe do an accent. Or so, what sort of accent could I do? Not Liverpool. What one should I do? Oh, I don't know. I can't think. I can't really do American. That's really hard. Coming, no, I can't do it. Can you do an American accent? Coming, it's the same word coming up. Hey, hi, hey, coming up at 1, 1, 2, 3 is Patrick Shearing. There we go. That I can say that. I don't know what accent that is. Or coming up in 1, 2, 3 is Patrick Shearing. See? Just throwing voices out there now. All as equally as rubbish as the one before. Now, I interviewed yesterday the exact opposite. They were fabulous and they did a live session. It's not gone up on the website. It will be going up later on Zoom. So they played live on Zoom and we heard it here in the studio. It was really, really good. They got their album out today, which is just been released. I'm just going through. There we go. They've got a track out at the moment called Look At Him. Which I've been playing on the show, which I really love. And Skill, let me have a look, because I just need to make sure I've got the right name of the album, because they could be listening and they get very angry if I don't mention the album correctly. It's out today, and it's called Skill Issue. That's out today, the exact opposite. The Spotify for that is on my Eat My Brunch page on Facebook and Instagram. Also out today, Blue Scar and Amy Britannia with In Your Power. And Summer Lee Carlson, a mute speaker, are releasing False Notes. That's out today as well. Also, Alaya Alusi is out today as well with Give Me Your Time. And she's going to be on live with Joe a little bit later. But in the meantime, here is the exact opposite with Look At Him Go. Independent music at its best.
For all the world is frightened, now that his own horizons have narrowed down to nothing at all. And he knows that if he doesn't, no one else will sacrifice himself for other people and be the one to answer the call. Once upon a time, we'll be right back.
is the Fratelli there with Seven Nights, Seven Days. This is We Are All Fossils, and this is Hollow. Struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Poor Patrick's just walked in. He doesn't know anything about the leak that I had because I wasn't here last Friday.
No, don't know anything about that.
Woke up 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Went into the loo.
Yes.
Thought there was water spraying on my face from somewhere. I was half awake.
Okay.
And the pipe had burst behind the sink. Literally. Oh. And then just went everywhere.
Spraying all over the place.
Yeah, but then it burst. And it just, the water came pouring out.
Oh, my word.
But I was just thinking how lucky. I mean, I know that it's cost me money to have it repaired. But how lucky was I that it happened at that
moment?
Otherwise,
yeah, yeah.
It would have gone all the way down my open staircase. Oh, I sound like I live in a palace.
I'm sure one of the servants would have come and sorted it out for you,
yeah,
Michelle.
Sorted out. I would have rung the bell and said,
absolutely, come and do that.
Oh, do you know what? If you could live in a massive, massive house.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you do.
I don't.
But would you want to live in one of these things that got a front room that's like, you know, 200 square foot?
It's no. No. Absolutely not. Yeah, no. You want somewhere that feels cosy.
Yes. Have you got a real fire?
No.
Oh, I'd love a real fire.
No, they're a lot of work, Michelle.
Yeah, and a servant, obviously, as you mentioned.
to do it for you. I mean, I grew up in a house, obviously, like a lot of people would have done with open fires, and they're just a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be doing that.
No.
Don't like a lot of work.
No.
At the best of times. So you've got a fabulous show and a guest coming up
today. Yeah. The two of them, actually. Brett Sweeting and Fiona, who are both coming in from the Helen Rollinson cancer charity. It's been going obviously since Helen passed away in 1999. They do loads of really good work, and actually Fiona is both an ambassador but also somebody who's referred to as a client as well, so she'll tell us about her personal experience of all of that. And they have an annual fundraising event which is basically sponsored bike rides starting in the Hatfield Peveril area, just a bit north of Chelmsford. But if it's the same as last year, they have three separate rides of different lengths. Mm. And they're not races, it's just a race against yourself and your ability to be able to complete them. And so that's coming up as well, so they'll talk about that. They've also got actually a pop-up charity shop going to be opening in Ingatestone as well at the end of the month, and so we might learn about how that happened as well. So all that is coming up with them, so that should be really good. As ever, we've got the birthdays competition, so three people have had birthdays in recent times and asking how old they are. And the vintage chart will take us right back to 1966 for a track with a, including within the three that will play, a Brentwood connection.
Oh, I wish you'd stop doing these tracks before we were born. It's
yeah, absolutely.
You know, you need to keep it current, you know.
You know,
anyway, it's, you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
good,
yeah.
To, good to dip back into the past.
Of course it is. We all need to know about
our history.
Music from the past.
That's it.
That influences now.
Yes, exactly. I don't know why I'm looking over there. I'm like I'm looking at somebody else.
Is there somebody else over there, Michelle?
It's just a cupboard door.
Yeah, a cupboard door or a fire extinguisher. Which one are you talking to, Michelle?
I don't know. I look like I was turning around to interview somebody. You did. There's somebody there.
You did. You turned around. It was your own handbag.
It is my own handbag. Yeah. I don't know why that bag is. Do you know that bag is full up with stuff that I do not need to bring into the studio?
There you go, Michelle. Do you know what? Back in the day when I used to have a job where I used to carry a briefcase around all the time, it was full of stuff I never used at all, really.
Yeah.
It's just one of these things we do.
Yeah, and then you empty it every couple of months and you go, well, I don't even know I had that. And then by another couple of months, it's gone back to the same thing.
These things happen, Michelle.
Yes, I always often find a banana at the bottom of the bag. That's what I like, but just as it's gone slightly off.
No, I was going to say, depends how long it's gone. Yeah.
I never managed to get that. Never managed to eat that bit of fruit.
Imagine a banana would tell you it was in there, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would do. When you put your hand in, I've done that before.
Or indeed, you'd be able the smell it was there as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, bananas don't. But I like a banana.
I don't know. They do when they're going off.
Oh yeah, I don't. I mean, do you know what? I bought some tangerines the other day, and I had some which were delicious, and they reminded me of my childhood and Christmas.
Okay.
And then I bought some the other day, and I opened them. I was like, oh, I can't wait! And it's horrible, horrible things. And then I looked, and they'd all gone furry.
Oh, that's disgusting! Oh, well, crikey, that's really disgusting, Michelle.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention as normal, so I get what I deserve. So coming up with Patrick, you've got guests galore and great music.
Thank you.
And that's all coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to do some, we're doing a little bit of a look at some events and some travel, and also for some information on the food bank as well. But that's all coming up after this one. This is Mark Ronson with Oh My God.
greater glory. The only thing growing is our history. Knock me down, I'll get right back up again. I come back stronger than a powered up Batman. It don't matter to me, 'cause all I wanted to be was a million miles from here.
Traffic and and the travel for you. It's been a bit ropey on the old M25, but we're going to check that out, and the events, and also Brentwood Food Bank.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Alright, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. There's been a lot of problems on the M25 so far this morning. That looks like it has cleared on the side coming up from Lakeside. So if you're going on to Brook Street roundabout, you'll be able to drive down to the Dartford Bridge, and that's looking pretty clear right the way. If you're turning and going up towards the M11, delays are 5 minutes. That's between the M25 and Junction 28, the A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Average speed's down to about 20 mile an hour while people are obviously getting away. Delays of 4 minutes, and they're increasing on the M11 northbound between Junction 5 of the A1168 Chigwell Lane, Loughton, and Junction 7 of the A414 London Road, Harlow. Average speed is about 15 mile an hour. A12 is looking okay at the moment. No problems there. You might not be able to turn off for the Chelmsford turn-off. You might have to go down to the next one on the A12 for Gallywood, but there are diversions there as they do the much-needed repairs to that road between Junction 13 and 16, and they've got 40 mile an hour speed restrictions there. Be careful, because you will get fined if you go over. Temporary traffic signals due to water main work on Byron Road, around Kingsley Road, and just up the road from us. No through traffic allowed due to water main work on Hatch Road, both ways between Alderton Close and Doddinghurst Road, but there are some diversions there, and you can follow the signs and you should be fine. So at the moment, not too bad on the roads, but it is bank holiday weekend, so you can expect that to get busier and busier.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, coming up next Saturday, you've got a plant sale and coffee morning at Billericay Reading Rooms on the High Street, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society between 8.30 and 12.30, and it is a free entry.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Brentwood Food Bank are doing a sterling job helping to feed people in the local area that otherwise would go hungry. And if you wanted to know where you can donate your items to, it's Doddinghurst Road Community Church in Brentwood. They're open on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Brentwood Baptist Church as well, open between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can find more details at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. But all those details are on our website when you click through. Now, they're looking for items, tinned goods like beef casserole, braising steak, vegetable soups, fruit, tuna, tinned sardines, salmon, tomatoes, meatballs, hot dogs, spaghetti, custard. Other food items they're looking for are bags of rice, biscuits, coffee, and jars of pasta. Don't forget, coffee is very, very expensive at the moment. If you like your tea and coffee, as everything is very expensive. The other things that you might not think about when you want to maybe do a couple of purchases, or maybe put something extra in your shopping basket, is things like sanitary towels, toothpaste, deodorants, shower gel, shampoo, baby wipes and toiletries. Because obviously if you're struggling to pay for your weekly food, all the extras like the bleach and the cleaning stuff and, you know, sanitary towels, that they're all extra on top of trying to, you know, feed yourself and your family. They would be gratefully received, any donations by the Brentwood Food Bank. And as I mentioned, it's brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And thank you for your generosity so far, because you've been helping to feed a lot of families in Brentwood. Coming up next here is Lady Antebellum. This is Golden.
The sunset falls in Wichita. Yeah, the dance is through the blue. Wheat fields catch a glimpse of heaven. Makes me think of you. And even when you're miles away, you're always on my mind. Lord knows you're in my heart. Even when I close my eyes, you are gold. Is a prayer flying up through the air while the rain is falling. Golden, timeless as a kiss, baby. I don't wanna miss another perfect moment to tell you how you make me feel the day you strolled in. My heart was stolen, 'cause you are gone. Smallest parts of who you are everything to me. From the way you laugh to the way you cry to the way you love on me. Shadows run and darkness fades when you come around. My single star amongst the gray, always shining down. Yeah, you are golden, precious as a prayer, flying up through the air while the rain is falling. Golden, timeless as a kiss, baby. I don't wanna miss another perfect moment to tell you how you make me feel the day you strolled in. My heart was stolen.
Myself and Patrick were just saying what a beautiful track that was, and they're also known as Lady A now, not Lady Antebellum. There we go. That was a beautiful, beautiful track. I love all the harmonies. Thank you very much for this week. It's been a fantastic week. I had a great time at the House of Lords on Wednesday, as I mentioned. Patrick's laughing in the background because everyone's like, how did you get an invite there? I love the way that people always say that. How did you get an invite?
They're lucky to have you.
Yes, exactly. That's what I said as I swanned in my ball gown. So it was absolutely fantastic. And I will put up a little post on to the Phoenix FM website to tell you a little bit more about it. Thanks very much to my guests from yesterday, The Exact Opposite, whose tracks are out today. Oh, it's Francesca Skateboard, a beautiful song. It was wonderful, wasn't it? The Exact Opposite have got their album out called Skill Issue today. And also out today is Blue Scar and Amy Britannia with In Your Power. Plus Summer Lee Carlson and Mute Speaker. Their track is out as well. Which is, let me just do that. Why is it doing that? Called False Notes. All the details are on the website. Stay tuned because you've got Patrick coming up next with a fantastic show as always. Have a great weekend. See you on Bank Holiday Monday.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
I'm on the run. I got a feeling that I'm gonna
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.